We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined by Dee McKee, First District Commissioner in Pottawatomie County, and Assistant Planner Stephen Metzger. As we continue our conversation here, we talked a little bit about the comprehensive plan last segment. Another ongoing plan is the governance plan here with the Blue Township, Green Valley area. I'm not sure what the official title is. Is it the Green Valley Comprehensive
Plan? It's the Green Valley Area Plan.
Plan, okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's been going on here for quite some time mm-hmm. here. Are we making any progress on it right now?
So the governance portion, the governance plan, as it relates to what the county has done, that is for the most part completed at this point.
Okay.
You know, I think maybe the last time I was here, we were talking about the neighborhood meetings that we were having, and those were completed. Those were, I thought, well attended, and they asked a lot of really, really good questions. It's always fun to get a question that I don't have an answer for. And I got a lot of those questions, which is which is maybe too much fun. But those are completed. And at this point, the residents themselves are really having a conversation, I hope, amongst each other about what option is best for them. And as I stated to the county commission, as I state to the residents, you know, do nothing is always an option. It may not maintain the status quo, but it's always an option. Obviously, the city's been announced that they were conducting a cost of services study for annexation. The questions I've got have mostly been about let's wait and see what's going to happen on that end. And then there's always questions I get about incorporation. There's always questions I get about benefit districts for that area. So it's been a lot of fun. I've learned a ton about this stuff, and it's great to be able to try and get that information out to those folks as well. And if they have questions about, if this is the first time they've heard about it, our website has all this, has a ton of information about everything that we've done so far as a part of the governance plan. What we're doing right now, we're kind of transitioning into the land use portion of the Green Valley Area Plan. And that is, we're about halfway done with that at this point. We just had a meeting with the steering committee about, as Dee brought up, multifamily housing. I felt like that conversation went pretty well. We were trying to take an interesting take on that particular issue. So it's progressing.
All right. I understand we have a caller here that may be on this subject, and we'll find out. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
I'm not sure which subject you're on, but I have a comment to make. But, you know, something generally comes out of something bad. Maybe push this over the edge to get the bridge across the river at Marlat, especially if you have to close the highway out there for class. And they close the gear, so it's probably.
I'm a little trouble with this.
He's talking about the bridge over the river.
Unfortunately, what I think he's trying to say is now's a good time to really reinforce the thought of that bridge from Juniata to Marlat.
He's exactly right. Last week we had a city-county meeting at the city building in Manhattan, and they were talking about the flooding on the Wildcat Creek, and I had Moni Al-Assar, engineer from BG Engineering, and Dr. Milhelm at Kansas State University have two students who did a study on a county bridge across there. And my starting line was, after they had discussed needing to prepare for that, I said, the arc wasn't built while it was raining, and this is another one of those things that when it really becomes an issue, we should be in position. So it is a time for people. I know we had about 75% of the people in Blue Township say they need that bridge. People that live in Manhattan who work on our direction would like the second option just because the rain has been known to cover over 24 if they open the floodgates. And that means that people can't come into town on any simple route. And with the dam closed right now, the route is probably up to going clear up to Randolph and across the high bridge for 4,000 people. And that seems to be untenable is the word to me. But for safety and security, we need a bridge. The new school's going to go over there. We have had 24 closed for any number of reasons. The county is investing about $2.2 million in getting the turn lanes on 24 and Green Valley done. And we are investing in that area, too, when City of Manhattan talks about their investment on water lines with the Rural Water District. There is a certain amount of roads, Green Valley Road, XL Road, things that we are putting in right now that have been a big investment for us. That all aside, it's a conversation. But that bridge doesn't go away. It was envisioned in 2003 by Lauren Peppert and his group of Manhattan City Commissioners. And the thought of us at least getting the advanced preliminary engineering done, an APE study, we gave them two options to go across. That cost on that tentative, unsigned, followed up document that these seniors at K-State did, but they did the dirt moving and the LIDAR study by flying over and taking a look at some routes. The cost estimate that was maybe 10,000 straight across, 10 million going straight across, 11 million turning and coming down off the hill. And that, coupled with the fact that the state legislature, and I thank our local legislators for this, have made it that we can do a toll bridge to pay for part of a bridge, makes it another piece of possibility to me. And I suggested that to them. I intend to follow up with Julie Lorenz, the state secretary of transportation, her staff, about they haven't really defined what a toll bridge would be, but we have those studies that were Bluetooth done across that area, and they have some idea of some numbers. I don't personally think it carried as much weight about the trucks and the commercial traffic that didn't want to go down to McCall and have a sandwich, but we're all going through there. But I'm not the professional on that, but we do have Bluetooth studies that say that quite a bit of traffic could go that way. And that coupled with us finishing up a blacktop across the county on Elm Slough from east to west and attaching on that bridge would take a lot of people out of our county an opportunity to not be on 24. And when we get 10 years down the road, if we're putting in, I think we had 30 houses approved, of which 20 were in Blue Valley last time. Mm-hmm. Each of those houses generally gains in two vehicles. If we do that every month, or even part of that every month, those numbers of vehicles by the time the bridge is actually built is going to be more than that area down there can hold and carry safely. And we need it because of flooding. And the flooding issue doesn't go away. It will happen again. I hope not this time, but we're just in that floodplain area that causes us to need a bridge that's above the floodplain the whole distance. So,
and just to bring everything full circle, I know we're about ready to wrap up. So I just wanted to again let everybody know that they can, if they want more information about their own flood risk or information that the county is providing, it's Pott County, the POTTCOUNTY.org. Right on the front page, there's all kinds of information about your flood risk as well as your ability to go to the county's Facebook page. And sign up for the Everbridge alert system, as well as the City of Manhattan's website. They have a ton of good information on the City of Manhattan's website. And if you live in Blue Township especially, all that information they've provided for your area as well. And so I want people to know your flood risk and be prepared for anything that happens. So,
absolutely. Well,
I paid my flood insurance.
I'm sorry. No, that's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, too, but actually increase the amount, too, the insured amount.
We have some high hills on our side that do not require it, so come commercial for the country.
Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in and sharing everything here with us. We'll have you on again sometime in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about what's going on.
All right,
there's plenty.
Dean McKee, Stephen Metzger, our guests here from Pottawatomie County.
Tomorrow, Riley County Schools. Brady Burton and Cliff's going to be here too tomorrow, I understand, for In Focus. Clark Howard is on the other side of CBS News on K-Man.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.com.